We get things underway by welcoming in Gary Tangway of NBC Sports Boston. Hello, Mr. Tangway.
Hey, Richie, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You're looking very, strikingly good. Not that you weren't the picture of television awesomeness, but man, man.
Yeah.
The hair is coming back in. You're with God.
Yeah, the salad came back pretty quickly. My oncologist said, October, hair's going to be back. I might keep it a little short, too. You know, I may not go with the old TV hairs in the past.
Now, did you at all worry about the fact that that beautiful hair of yours might not come back fully?
No, because he told me it would. And I said, that's good. I said, because the only thing, two things I've ever had going for me is my voice and my hair. Everything else has just been a crapshoot. And I said, if one of those two goes, man, you know, I could be in trouble. He said, no, it'll come back. He said, it may be a little wavier. And he said, it may be gray. Because it's weird, man. I haven't had gray hair. I'm 55 and I still don't have gray hair. But then my wife spotted some the other day and, you know, she's had gray hair for a while, so she has no sympathy for me. And she took a picture of a gray hair behind my ear and showed it to me, and I, like, freaked. My God.
It's funny you mentioned that, the voice and the hair, because I don't even have the hair. All I've got is the voice. And a couple of years ago, I lost my voice for a couple of days, and I realized I have no skill set beyond. I can't even work at Walmart because everything I do is based on talking. I got nothing.
Isn't that terrible, Rich?
It is.
When you just realize your limitations. You do have a photographic memory. That you do have that. You remember everything.
Great. Is that marketable? Can I cash that in somehow?
Well, yeah, but when, you know, you happen to be one of your employees, it really sucks. It's a real pain in the neck. But you always have that to fall back on.
Good. I got that going for me. Let's talk about what's going on in the New England sports scene. Gronk is back in football, but not quite the way Patriots fans were hoping.
Well, I'm happy for him. I do not want him to play again. I have been told by a source that if he is going to play again, he needs surgery on his back. Mm. I think he's done. I think he's very happy with his life. I do think that he played in a ton of pain last year. And it was obvious in the second half of that Super Bowl, he was just giving everything he had for the Pats, and obviously it was the difference. I just want the guy to stay out of the game. He has nothing left to prove. I hope it works out. You know, it's funny. Sometimes being an analyst is more difficult than these guys think. You know, I do know that guys like Bruschi watch every game. They do their homework. Gronk doesn't strike me as a homework type, so we'll see how it goes.
Are the Patriots going to be tested anytime in the first half of the season?
I thought they were in Buffalo. You know, I thought that Buffalo's defense certainly gave them a run for their money. You know, I don't think so because the defense is so good and you still have Brady. And in the first half of the Washington game, I was starting to think, maybe they're going to stub their toe here. Maybe there's going to be a game, you know, before they get to Baltimore and Dallas and Kansas City that where they, you know, really kind of screw things up. But then they came out in the second half and just, you know, buried Washington. So I don't think so.
What happened with Ben Watson? Not that we know there's no emotion in these decisions, but that seemed especially cold.
Very cold, considering they got the guy to come out of retirement.
Yeah.
You know, he had told them, listen, I've been on some drugs, you know, so I'm going to fail the test, you know?
Yeah.
And they said, that's fine. No worries. Just serve the suspension, then be ready to go. They save a couple of $1 million on the cap, and Bill has said it's a roster spot. And I guess he, you know, it's all about value. It still comes down to value. And if Bill can get the same out of a player for a dollar less, then he will. And I think he feels he can do that because, you know, they really need to block. You know, Watson's not a blocking guy. And I don't know if he's going to be better than what they have at receiver at his age. So I still think it comes down to the money.
So what is it that this team needs before they start playing some better teams in the second half of the schedule?
Well, I think they need another wide receiver. And, you know, I think that I would make a deal for AJ Green. You know, they're talking about, you know, Cincinnati trying to bring somebody in. You know, I would definitely do that. The running game's great, but I mean, you got Tom Brady. I mean, my God, you know, you got Trent Dilfer, then you run the ball. You know what I mean?
All right.
You got Tom Brady. The offensive line, it seems that there's breakdowns of communication. You know, we taped the tailgate with Fred and Steve that's on tonight at 8, and, you know, Freddie was just talking about, you know, the offensive line, they make screw-ups. I mean, just mental errors. You know, where Newhouse on, you know, the left tackle, he's supposed to be going one way, and then it affects what happens with the rest of the line. And, you know, the line is supposed to have one set of eyes, and this line doesn't right now. So, because they're just not on the same page. So I think that generally Dante gets these guys to all think alike, you know, when you get to the second half of the season. So I think they'll be okay. Plus, Wynn should be back. So I think they need a receiver, personally.
Gary Tangway with us here on Downtown. Does anybody want to be the Red Sox general manager?
Do you?
No, thank you. No.
Man, I'd take the money. you know, the one thing I always go back to is that, look, John Henry's weird. The whole thing's weird. It's always been weird. He's just kind of a different kind of guy. You know, but this is the one thing I'll say. They've won 4 World Series championships since 2004, and you and I both know that wasn't the case before. So I think anybody's crazy not to take this job. Yeah, the owner's a little wacky. Tom Warner, I don't know where he fits in. Sometimes he doesn't come across great on camera or behind a microphone, but they'll spend the money, man. Look, you know, you got to get out from some contracts. You got to get rid of Price. You got to somehow, you know, salvage the sales situation. But they'll spend the money. And, you know, if you're a young GM with a minor league track record, they'll also give you the time to rebuild the farm system because they saw that happen with Theo. So despite what's going on, I still think it's a premier job. It really is. I mean, the ownership's weird. You know, I mean, they all are.
Billionaires, you know, is funny people, Gary.
They're funny people, yeah. He's just a different guy. But I still go back, you know, to the results. Look at what they've done. So, and you know, they just won one, for God's sake.
Right. Scale of 1 to 10. 1 being we should probably help him pack the truck now. To 10, he's definitely coming back. Where is Mookie Betts on that scale?
Oh, pack the truck. Yeah, I just think he wants to be elsewhere, and I really think that he wants to be in Atlanta. I think he likes being in Tennessee. I've heard he's building he's got a huge piece of property down there. There are just some people that gravitate towards this area, and I just don't think he's one of them. And I don't think he hates it. You know, I don't think it's one of those situations where I can't wait to get out of town. Everybody sucks. I just think that, you know, he would rather live closer to home. It's as simple as that. That's what I think.
Let me ask you about the Celtics, though. They've got one exhibition game under their belt. If nothing else, will they be more likable this year?
Yes. Yes, they will. And I'm trying not to choke on you.
No, it's okay. You do. You do what you got to do.
A little bit of tea. they will be very likable. You know, because Kyrie wasn't. And when you have a player like that, that whole attitude just permeates throughout the team and makes everybody grumpy. They're going to be very likable. If they have any chance of being Milwaukee, you know, Tatum is going to have to just become a great player. I don't know if he can be, but that's what's going to have to happen because teams like the Celtics that will be likable and have balance and do the things fundamentally and correct and listen to their coach, you still need a great player to beat a team like Milwaukee.
And who's going to be the surprise of this team? Will there be somebody that really advances their game significantly this year?
Come on, man. It's Taco. Everybody knows Taco.
I hope so.
People love that guy. Oh, my God.
We just want Taco up here in Maine with the Red Claws.
I know. I was talking to Paul Lucy, one of the executive producers of the Celtics, and I don't know if they can send him there. The agent was talking about, you know, like one of those one-way deals or that type of situation. So I don't know if that's going to happen. But he's great for the game. And they were cheering his name. And that's the NBA. The NBA is as much about entertainment as it is about basketball. I think that, you know, Gordon Hayward is going to be the guy that is really going to come to the forefront and I think make us forget about the past two seasons. I think he's going to be an all-star and a special player. He'd better be, because if not, this contract has been a complete disaster.
Taco's so big. He's such a freak. And I couldn't help but think, and obviously different builds entirely, but I remembered a story you told me years ago about Shaq, who lived in the same town as you, and you ran into him at a pizza place one night.
Oh, yeah, pizza place. Also, he loved to sushi at the Lotus Blossom. Shaq would just pull up a chair at the sushi bar, right, and just, you know, and take everything. I'll just take it all. But, you know, when you put a guy like Taco next to, yeah, Shaq was great in my town. He'd go grocery shopping. I mean, everybody at the like local gas station knew him. I mean, he was awesome. He was just great to everybody. But, you know, you put Taco next to Shaq, you know, I mean, they say Shaq was, you know, that Taco's 300 pounds. Well, Shaq was probably close to like 380. I mean, they're just two different guys. Shaq needs to take Taco out to dinner. He needs to get stronger, obviously. Yep.
You know, beef him up. Get him some sushi. Get him out there.
Beef him up. Exactly.
Who's on Early Edition with you tonight?
Rich Keefe is going to be filling in for Trenny and our usual cast of thousands. You know, Burberry is going to be in. We'll be previewing that Thursday game. Also talking about Kansas City, you know, that loss, how things are shaping up. Is Indy for real? You know, right now, everybody's just praying that Jimmy Garoppolo faces Tom Brady in the Super Bowl in Miami. I mean, that would be phenomenal.
Oh, wait. Did you hear that sound? It was a little
What's
ting.
That?
It was like ting. I think that was a gray hair sprouting behind your other ear.
Yeah, you suck.
Well,
you're not my boss. I can't say that.
Not the first, not the last to say that, but I appreciate it all the same, Gary.
Rich, always a pleasure, my friend.
We'll talk with you soon. Thanks, Gary.
Take care.
Gary Tanguay, NBC Sports Boston tonight, our Bella Early Edition. Check him out.